program for Monday, the 22nd of July. 2 weeks from today, we'll have the first Monday in August. Does that seem possible? The 5th of August, 2 weeks from today. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is off today. It seems that people in the summer want to take some time off. Can you believe it? Can't understand how people would want to do that and get away. It's so hot. Well, actually, it's not so hot today as the things have cleaned off in the mid part of the country, in the Northeast, et cetera, et cetera. That's not the big story, although there are a lot of people this weekend that did spend some time talking about it. Our overview in this hour of the program comes from lots of connections that we make to various radio programs that we listen to, monitor, and through the good services of the hosts, program producers, and that sort of thing, we bring you sort of a potpourri of information on the most, I guess we try to bring the most important stories of the day. A lot of people over the weekend talking about Detroit and the fact that it's become the U.S. city to ever file for bankruptcy. The face of the city is somewhat scarred. $18 billion in debt. Can't pay it. $18 billion in debt. What kind of management allows a city or a company or anything to get into a hole that deep? County judge ordered that the bankruptcy proceedings were to be halted, however, because bankruptcy of a city violates the state constitution. Workers are fighting to protect their retirement benefits. Where is the money going to come from would be the question. 888-302-3684 always reaches us for a comment. Social media, it's facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show. The Attorney General of Michigan has repealed the order. There will be a hearing on all of this stuff, I think, today. In the meantime, as I said, no shortage of conversation about this over the weekend between talk radio and talk television. So let's see if we can get a smattering of the various points of view. Here are our hosts, Roberta Jazina and Mike Campbell, talking to the governor of Michigan, Rick Snyder, about the concerns he has at the moment regarding Detroit.
What is your biggest worry at this point?
Well, that people have an opportunity to understand that with the bankruptcy filing, things will continue in Detroit in terms of regular operations. People will still be working. People will still get paid. Services will still be provided. And when you hear about bankruptcy, many people would think maybe everything's going to stop. That's not the case. Things are going to continue. And, in fact, this is our opportunity to finally stabilize Detroit City's finances and move in a forward positive fashion towards giving better services to citizens. So in many respects, many people may view this as the lowest point in Detroit's history. But if we didn't take this action because there are no other viable options, Detroit would continue to go downhill, and this is the big opportunity to say, now let's turn this around. Let's deal with the debt question, and let's give better services to the great people of the city of Detroit.
Was there a rush to get this bankruptcy filed ahead of that pending court filing for a lawsuit?
Oh, that's relatively minor. The process was already going on, and what I would say, it might have influenced things by 2 or 3 hours, but everything was put in place. Everything was there. It was more just the case of me signing the document, which I was prepared to do. So it wasn't a major issue at all. And, in fact, it just shows why going into bankruptcy is a better answer. Instead of having all kinds of lawsuits by many different parties in many different ways, now there's one focused forum to say, let's address these issues in a thoughtful, deliberate fashion where people can all have an opportunity to fairly talk around the table under the supervision of a judge.
Governor, what about the pensions of city employees, people like police and firefighters? Are they at risk, number one? And number two, is there anything you can do to protect them?
Well, again, it's in the bankruptcy process, so a lot of these are legal questions that will need to be addressed. As a practical matter, I have a concern for the retirees. I mean, there is a lot of good, hardworking people that rely on this income. As a practical matter, to the degree the pension plans are funded, they're not part of the bankruptcy process, and there is some significant funding in the pension plans. There are two different plans. The real question is about the unfunded piece. And and how that will be treated. And one advantage of going to bankruptcy as opposed to not doing it is this will give the retirees a more organized way to have representation in this process, so they can have a better seat at the table and a better way to discuss what their needs are versus other creditors. So this is an improved situation for retirees versus not being in bankruptcy and having more just an unstructured negotiation process.
Governor Rick Snyder and the bankruptcy specialist he appointed to fix Detroit's financial problems put the blame squarely on the city and have defended their decision to file for Chapter 9. Mr. Snyder is a Republican. He said Detroit created the problem itself, has stood steadfastly behind his decision to file for bankruptcy. This is a tragic, difficult situation. He was on Face the Nation yesterday. He said the state cannot help, and asking for a federal bailout is not the right answer. Washington does have that option, spending more of your tax dollars to further push the city to waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. That's what causes all of this. It's what causes every single problem that government has. All right, so let's see. That's Face the Nation. On Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace talked to Kevin Orr, the emergency city manager in Detroit. That is, he's new in charge, about the battles in court already in progress.
On Friday, a county judge ordered that the bankruptcy filing be withdrawn because she said that it violates the rights of the city pensioners. Because Article 9, Section 24 of the Michigan Constitution says the, quote, financial benefits of each pension plan and retirement system of the state and its political subdivision shall not be diminished. Now, the state is appealing that court order, but is the county judge wrong?
Well, Chris, as you just noted, that's currently in litigation on appeal to the Michigan Court of Appeals. And because of that, I'm somewhat limited in what I can or should say. Suffice it to say, there are important questions of federalism involved. I think the automatic stay had already attached prior to that. And that's going to be litigated in the courts.
But just to follow up briefly, obviously, when you filed bankruptcy, you knew what the Michigan State Constitution mm-hmm. said. So why didn't that stop you?
Well, no, we have some pretty grievous problems, as you mentioned earlier. I mean, significant debt. And this is the only way that we think of that we can resolve it. So we were compelled to file bankruptcy.
Let's talk about the pensioners, because roughly $10 billion of the $19 billion yes. debt of Detroit is unfunded health and pension benefits mm-hmm. to people who've worked for the city for decades. Mm-hmm. And that raises the question. You have promised that you're going to pay these pensioners full payments for the next 6 months, but after that, isn't there a real possibility that these pensioners who work for the city for decades, who thought they had a contract with the city, that they're going to be in real trouble?
Well, there's a real issue there, Chris. As we said in our proposal that we put out on June 14th, you know, about $5.7 billion of that $9 billion is unfunded health care, OPEB liability, and about another $3.5 billion of that is unfunded pensions. We're going to have a dialogue with the pension funds about what we can do. And there are two different funds, police and fire and general services, and they may have different levels of funding. And all we're talking about in this restructuring is the unfunded component of those pension funds. So I want to be clear,
the pensioners,
it's a significant sum of money. Make no mistake about it. And there are going to have to be concessions. Concessions may be different for each fund, and they're going to be focused on the unfunded portion, but they will have some component of their
pension. But you are saying that pensioners who work for the city for decades
yeah.
are not going to get the benefits they thought they were going to get.
There are going to be some adjustments. There are probably going to need to be some adjustments.
And what do you say to the thousands of people who thought they had a deal with the city?
Well, what I first have been saying to them is, you know, I'm highly sensitive. You know, my mother is a pensioner in that sense, and I'm very, so this is very personal to me. And I've talked to many of them, I've seen them, and as I drive around the city, they come up to me and they say this. So first of all, I'm empathetic about the problem. What I also say is, we don't have a choice. We've crossed the Rubicon on the level. We have 18 plus, 18 to 19 billion dollars in debt, and no funding mechanism for it. So this is a question of necessity.
Well, sounds like pretty bad leadership to me, or feels like pretty bad leadership to me. What does it feel like if you're in Michigan What do you think of this? Or any community, how well run is your community and how carefully are you watching the leaders of your community? How do you make sure there isn't waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse to the extent that these people are now on the outs? If I were a pensioner and working in Detroit, I'd be looking for, and I was ready for retirement, I'd be looking for another job. I would. I don't think you can count on them. You can take them to court. Where is the money going to come from? There's no indication from Washington that they'd step in, at least at this point anyway. 17 past the hour. So that's a bleak way for people to start their week in Detroit. Sorry about that.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Couple of historical perspectives for those of you to chew on as you start your day. This is the anniversary of the day O.J. Simpson pleaded absolutely 100% not guilty to the charges he murdered his ex-wife Nicole and Ronald Goldman. That's when it went to Judge Ito. Remember Judge Ito? Also, on this date in 1998, President Clinton signed a bill designed to mold the IRS into a friendlier, fairer tax collector. Lawmakers attended the bill signing ceremony. See in a couple of years. What do you think of the fuzzy, warm IRS right now, boys and girls? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Because it sort of harkens back to the final year that I was a disc jockey. Just at the end, I just remember playing this when it first came out, as the disco era became hot and heavy. And so pay a tribute, if you will, for a moment to The Hustle. Van McCoy's instrumental. It was number one during this week in 1975. Somebody's got a great experience that they're thinking about right now with regard to that tune and dancing to it in some club somewhere, so hopefully we served you well with that. It's 25 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny's not around this week. I think the whole week he's gone. Evan is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're bringing you overviews from various radio and television programs as to the issues of the day and the week, what was discussed over the weekend, and certainly the cover of the Rolling Stone. It still has people focused on the magazine and glorifying this bombing suspect. Here's host Rich Zeoli talking to a historian named Greg Renoff about this.
You've probably read almost every issue of Rolling Stone magazine, or at least maybe you used to. I don't know if you keep up with it or not, but you certainly have seen the cover, the new cover, I imagine.
I have. And, you know, I actually had heard people talking about it, and I at first didn't really think much about it, but then I got a look at the cover, and I was really struck by the Jim Morrison-esque teen idol photograph that they chose of the accused bomber. And I took some time today to read the article online, and there's actually a disclaimer at the beginning of the article by the author saying that they sympathize with the victims in Boston, and that's all fine. But I have to tell you that you know, there was an awful lot of energy, and this is an article that's quite long, put into trying to understand the personality and the how what they were describing in the article as kind of a cool bro to hang out with would want to do something so terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we not trying to focus on the struggle of the victims who have lost limbs, the small boy who was killed? I just am really at a loss, other than to say this is just a classic example of what I would call terrorist chic, that we think somehow the grievance of someone who would commit such a crime is somehow valid because it's such a horrific act, sort of in the same way that Charles Manson was put on the cover of Rolling Stone in 1969 or 1970.
Yeah, now, you know, that's interesting because terrorist chic, I think you're exactly right. When I looked at the picture first, I thought it was either a young Jim Morrison or a young Bob Dylan. Like, I glanced at it, I had no idea. The bomber, I saw that and I figured, because, well, I don't know what Tsarnaev looks like. I don't really think about it. So when I saw that, the bomber, I just thought, oh, some new band or something. You know what I mean? Like, I had no idea. Now, if this guy had shot up a school with a gun and killed 20 people, I can't imagine Rolling Stone would have put him on the cover, nor could I imagine that people would be defending Rolling Stone for doing so.
I agree with you 100%. We all saw the horrific tragedy in Sandy Hook, and we imagine if that was the cover of Rolling Stone and there was some sort of effort to try to understand why someone would take a weapon or a number of guns up to a school and kill small children. Well, look, let's face it. I mean, there was nothing to say that there wasn't going to be a preschool standing along that finish line of children watching the race. I mean, they didn't discriminate about who they put the bomb by. You know, this whole notion in the article that we need to talk to his friends and find out what kind of guy he was, well, I have to say that their impression of him was clearly completely wrong, and he would have killed them just as easily as he killed anybody else because, as the article pointed out, he scrawled on the inside of that boat in Watertown, Massachusetts, F America. That was what the last thing he wrote on the inside of the boat.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Many of us know about visiting the Hoover Dam on the way to the Grand Canyon, but you might be surprised to learn there are tours of man-made dams all around the U.S. The Bonneville Lochan Dam in Oregon is actually a National Historic Landmark, noted for its engineering design, the architecture of the surrounding buildings, and its historic role during the Great Depression. You can tour the powerhouse and see a navigation lock in operation. But what's really great is the fish passage, where you can actually see schools of fish migrating along the Columbia River. The power plant at the Owyhee Dam in South Dakota has daily tours in the summer, and it's home to the fourth largest man-made reservoir in America. And the Grand Coulee Dam in Washington is a massive engineering feat. It's one of the largest concrete structures ever built. So along with the power plant tour, you can also ride across the top of the dam itself to get the best perspective. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
Ever wonder how you can travel like a rock star at a fraction of the cost? Truth is, being lucky in travel takes a little research. Written by Reader's Digest, Travel Guard presents the Smart Spender's Travel Guide, your resource to hundreds of tips from Reader's Digest's popular travel articles. Learn what to pack, how to avoid expensive travel mistakes, and more. Request a free copy of Smart Spender's Travel Guide at TravelGuard.com.
We need your email address. All travel advice in this guide is provided by Reader's Digest and as such does not represent the views or opinions of Travel Guard. Travel Guard is a licensed provider of travel insurance and assistance service plans. Learn more at TravelGuard.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get it on here, 33 at the hour, second half hour of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you're looking for ways to come to grips with what we've been talking about so far, you can go to our archives. Actually, every day we have a description of all six of the hours of the program, what's on, what we're talking about, and in this circumstance, hour number two can be what you're listening to. Here's something, I guess this would be from the good news department, and it's something because this program focuses on other radio shows. Most of them are local, because that's, I think, if we do the national stuff, it becomes moderately conflictive, because one station will say, well, that's on another station in our town. But I think we can all recognize good things. So a tip of the hat to the folks who are in Grand Rapids hosting the free beer and hot wings program. The fellow who produces the program had seen a report about a panhandler named Rudy in Grand Rapids who admitted that he wasn't really a veteran, and he wasn't really somebody who was homeless. So these folks from this radio program made a sign of their own. The sign read, "Liar." They posted the producer in the spot where the man was usually out in the morning to collect money. And when he showed up, he saw the sign. He didn't stay very long. Rode off on a brand new mountain bike. There's a telling anecdote. So this is cool. But what they did in addition to driving the guy away is they came back the next morning and started collecting money for the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans. So they raised about $1,000 from passing motorists. That was very cool. I think that's A-okay. That's a good story to tell. The aftermath of the Zimmerman trial and the Stand Your Ground law has been something a lot of people spent a lot of time on, both talk radio and talk television this weekend. I thought it was interesting that John McCain said that he agreed with the president in the Stand Your Ground discussion. Here he is talking to Candy Crowley about the verdict in the Zimmerman case on State of the Union on Sunday.
After your gracious speech, everybody sort of thought and even talked about a post-racial era. What has happened?
I think we were probably too optimistic. I think that old prejudices die hard, especially in hard economic times when some of the competitions are more exacerbated. But I think the good news is when you look at the military, when you look at the fact we have a president who is the first African-American president in history, and we have made significant progress. But I think that recent events have obviously highlighted the differences that remain. What I got out of the president's statement, which I thought was very impressive, is that we need to have more conversation in America. I need to, I as an elected official, I need to talk to more to my Hispanic organizations in my state. I need to talk to more African-American organizations. I need Americans to talk to their friends and neighbors, not just those in their block or in their circle.
Do you feel like we always say stuff like that, yeah, and then it dies down and we don't do it?
I think we continue to make progress, but there are events like this that highlight and emphasize the fact that we still have a long way to go. We cannot be complacent in our society when we still have a dramatic disparity between black youth unemployment and non-black youth unemployment. When we have these still contradictions in our society, when we see the city of Detroit now in the largest bankruptcy in history, it's a wasteland. Basically, the city of Detroit is. What's the majority population in the city of Detroit? And that is who suffers the most now in Detroit. Obviously, we know the answer to that. So do we have to continue and emphasize affirmative action programs? Yes, without quotas. Do we have to do a lot of things in America? If you can salvage anything about this national debate isn't the word, national clash of ideas, then of thoughts about this Trayvon Martin case, it is that we've still got a long way to go. And I think the president very appropriately highlighted a lot of that as only a president of the United States can.
Did you think that Trayvon Martin got justice?
I trust the judgment of a jury, of his peers, of individuals. So I can't second guess. No one that I know of has said that this case was flawed, that it was corrupt, that there was anything wrong with the system of justice.
But you understand so how maybe, it could be seen, as the president talked about, through a prism of the history of injustice in the system.
Absolutely, I can see that. I can also see that stand your ground law may be something that needs to be reviewed by the Florida legislature or any other legislature that has passed such legislation. Obviously, a lot of things need to come up for review, but to somehow condemn the verdict of the jury, you would have to show me where the jury was corrupted in any way.
Do you think that the stand your ground law in Arizona is worth looking at again?
I think that yes, I do, and I'm confident that the members of the Arizona legislature will, and because it is a very controversial legislation.
All right, so there's John McCain talking about the president, whether there's a need to revisit the stand your ground law. It's pretty clear his point of view is well made and well taken. He hasn't always been, or in the last couple of years since he ran for president, he's been sometimes a little bit strident, a little arrogant, a little difficult, but that was, and I think Candy Crowley said it, was gracious. 20 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684. Email to doug@dougsteffen.com. Here's a radio host named Don Russell, who over the weekend talked to political analyst Susan Roberts about the president's comments that, in fact, Mr. McCain was just talking about.
I watched the president's remarks, you know, when he came into the press room on Friday to address the members of the media that were there, and it was about two-thirds full, empty, and I was just transfixed by the sincerity and just his ability to ad lib and talk about this subject. I heard a couple of one commentator in particular say, "Finally, the president has played his black card." So I don't know how some people are viewing it with some cynicism, but I thought it was really sincere, and I thought it was fascinating to hear his perspective.
Well, I thought a couple of media outlets were only that he reluctantly talked about it. And I think while it was, you know, it was moving and passionate, he also tempered it by saying, let's try to get past this. But what I thought was the most compelling when he gave that narrative about an African-American and especially an African-American man, this is what, we face. People clutch, women clutching their purses, car doors being locked, and, I'm not an African-American male, and I can't imagine exactly what that feels like, but I think the president, in reminding us that, when we say, the fact that we have an African-American president does not mean that we are beyond race. I mean, we're still not what anybody wants to say, a post-racial society. No matter what changing the laws are, this is society, where we are in society, what members of different races do when they walk out the door in the morning.
Your observation that it supplanted everything that was going on in Congress, which I think people have come to learn is a lot of wheel spinning, and regardless of what they say about immigration and some of the other issues that are facing the country, the decision and the aftermath, and I've been thinking a lot about this. I don't know if it's media driven or if it's actually being driven by the actions of the American people, and I tend to go with the latter, because the and I don't want to call them demonstrations, but certainly the reactions and the displays, and thank God most of them have been violence free. I think it really does speak to a lot of what America is all about. I'm thinking, these societal issues are supplanting the political issues, because people don't feel like they can do anything about the political issues, but they can do something about the societal issues.
You think that's true? Food for thought, 888-302-3684. So we put together a group, a sampling, if you will, a montage of how some people listening to this discussion reacted as a result of both the Stand Your Ground law and the fact that that was the reason the verdict came out the way it did.
The Stand Your Ground laws, or any kind of self-defense, I mean, it's a matter of intelligence. When a man with a 9mm in a car follows someone with two flashlights, gets out of the car, starts the fight, literally starting the confrontation, and then shoots the guy. It's a one-sided decision. It's just unbelievable. Once you know the facts, that he admitted it. I mean, it's a tape, right? It's on tape that he followed the guy. He looked at the guy, said he's no good, followed him. What are you going to do in the dark? Go ahead, follow someone in the dark and see what they do. It's unbelievable that this country can put up with that kind of, you almost want to say a dirty word. It's unbelievable.
This law is a recipe for civilians who are not trained in law enforcement to become law enforcers. And it's ridiculous. You have policemen who are supposedly trained to know when to take action and when not, and yet you're putting guns into the hands of untrained civilians like George Zimmerman. And you had people with mental health problems and other problems, and the people who are against gun control don't want these people to be restricted from having guns. So that means that anyone, any civilian, is Trayvon Martin. And it doesn't matter that you are black or white. Of course, African Americans are more likely to be targeted, but you have to believe that anyone with a grudge, including a woman who is being raped, if she decides to defend herself based on this law, her rapist can then say he's standing his ground and kill her. Where is the logic in that?
The fact that we complain and we say that Trayvon shouldn't have been followed. There's been a rash of break-ins in Florida, and the people that have been doing it, check the police force, are black. So here's a guy who's a neighborhood watchman, okay? What else is he supposed to do? What else? That's the reason why he would follow him. I'm not saying he was right. He could have backed off. Trayvon could have both backed off.
I believe that you should be able to defend yourself. I think that George Zimmerman did exactly what he had to do. I think what really started this whole situation is in why people, especially people of that is not necessarily of a dark skin, are actually upset about is the fact the way this was started from the beginning. They portrayed Trayvon Martin as this kid, 12-year-old kid. They didn't show pictures of him as a grown man, 17-year-old. You could be in the military. And they didn't show all of this. And George Zimmerman was literally being beaten to a pulp. But that doesn't matter. They say, oh, well, the cuts were small. He had lumps on his head. Anybody who's ever been hit in the head knows that, you know, you get lumps in your head. That's pretty serious. And I just think that it is a tragedy, but I think it was the way it was played out.
All right. So I think we spend enough time on the Zimmerman and stand your ground and racial issues, don't you? We'll move on into one or two of the other items of interest as time allows. Here, 13 before the hour on the Monday Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen.
Insight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released her latest collection of songs, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. Rose sat down with us recently. She explained what the title of her release refers to and how Nashville inspires her creatively as both a writer and a music fan.
19th Avenue, Volume 2 is called Volume 2 instead of a different title because it's just a continuation, like a building kind of upon 19th Avenue, Volume 1. And I feel like, kind of like when you make a movie and you have a sequel, you try and make it better than the first one. Sometimes it's not, but I feel like I've achieved that this time, and I feel like it's just growing with each. I might even want to release a third volume. The songs were all written primarily on 19th Avenue, which is where my publisher is, Cal 4. So I've known Daniel Hill and Billy Lynn since I was about 10 years old, and so it felt like family. I just felt like I was at home. It's just kind of something that's special to me, close to my heart. I think that the reason that it's so easy to be creative in Nashville, and there's an energy, because people are at any given moment, if you're writing a song, if I'm on 19th Avenue at Cal 4 writing a song, there's, you know, God only knows how many other people in town doing exactly the same thing, and I can kind of feel it in the air. It's just, and then if you want to go out at night and hear free music or, you know, pay to see something, at any given moment you can see something incredible, which is, we're blessed. I mean, I feel so fortunate to be able to go out anytime and just get inspired.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Brian, regarding Mr. Zimmerman, says, I'm still mad he didn't go to prison. Trip Daddy says the ironic thing is that even though Zimmerman was set free, he'll forever experience the fear, paranoia, and prejudice Trayvon felt that night. And Ben says most of us never met Trayvon Martin, but our generation won't let him be forgotten. We need less gun violence in the world now. Coming up next, the heat wave here on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now 53 past the hour, this hour of the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, a focus on the eastern heat wave that now appears to have been broken somewhat, although there are stories from all over the country, as you can imagine, about what has happened. And the focus, I guess, the two things that astound me is the number of children and the number of pets that get left in people's cars when it's hot. Let's listen to, in the first conversation, Dr. F. J. Finocchio, who's president of the Rhode Island Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, talked to radio host Matt Allen about the comments he made on what people ought to do if they see someone has left a pet in a car.
Under no circumstances do I advocate for people to become vigilantes and break into people's vehicles without just cause. Now, by just cause, they have to have just cause. That animal or person has to be in imminent danger. The example that I was given was that you're in a Home Depot, a Lowe's, a Stop and Shop Walmart parking lot. You're 200 feet from the entrance. It's 95 degrees out. You pull up your car next to a car. You see a kid, an elderly lady, a disabled person, a dog, a cat in the car. You look in there, and in your mind, you say, there's something wrong with this situation. The dog is panting excessively. He looks like a distressed person. By the time you walk 200 feet, communicate with the manager, get their attention, wait for police or fire, walk 200 feet back out to the car, it's over. You've lost. And when I mentioned today, we did an experiment in the Rhode Island SPCA parking lot last August when the temperature was about 95 degrees. I put the windows down in the car. I put the thermometer in there. The thermometer read 95 degrees, which was the outside temperature.
Right.
I closed the windows, kept the thermometer out there, and in 15 minutes, the temperature was 140 degrees.
Yeah, it's a big magnifying glass. The windows just, it's like a greenhouse.
Right. So I don't believe, I mean, I don't have statistics as to how long a person or a dog or a cat can survive
right.
in an environment of 140 degrees without perishing.
It's not very long.
And you have to take into account whether they're obese, whether they have heart disease,
right.
lung disease, what the medical conditions are. So, you know, no, I'm not advocating for people to go out there. And there will be those people who they see a dog in the car, like you said, the person may go in there for 2 or 3 minutes. I left my dog in the car today when I went to pick up a computer speaker, five feet from the door, with my air conditioning on, went in. I was in and out in 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
You know, but, you know, sometimes you go in a building, you get hung up, you meet a friend, you start kibitzing, and you forget about that child, you forget about that person or that animal in the car.
Well, I mean, anybody who leaves their, first of all, I mean, anybody who leaves their child in a car ever, it could be a beautiful day outside as a lunatic. You should never leave children in a car ever because anything can happen.
Since 1998, there have been over 500 people die in cars in the United States. And that all has a lot to do with the seatbelt situation where you can't keep a child in the front seat. You have to put them in the back seat. Prior to that, I believe in a similar time frame, there were only 10 people that died in a car because of hypothermia.
Huh. All right. So that's the dog side of things. Host Paul W. Smith here talking to Kate Carr from Safe Kids about the ridiculous number of children who die every year because they are left in the car when it's too hot.
I can't believe we still have to remind people not to leave their kids in the car.
Well, sadly, 20 children have died this year alone, and we're closing in the loss of almost 600 kids since 1998, which is just a shocking, shocking tragedy that today we have kids who are either left unintentionally in a car, get into a car on their own, or are left intentionally in a vehicle. And this happens, you know, Paul, it's not just when it's this hot out. It happens in 11 months of the year in almost every state in our country.
And children are at a greater risk for heat stroke, aren't they, Kate?
Absolutely, particularly younger children. For one thing, a younger child isn't going to be able to get out of the car seat and out of a car on their own, particularly toddlers and infants. And these are the kids who are at real risk. Their bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's. Their cooling system, sweating, does not work like it does for an adult. When their body temperature reaches 104 degrees, internal organs start to shut down. And at 107 degrees, that child is at risk of dying.
Wow. What is the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. You wonder how many people are out there that aren't very wise. Apparently, quite a few. So, anyway, the only thing we haven't talked about here that has people doing the shake, rattle, and roll is the impending birth of the next royal, appearance of Kate in the hospital in labor is something that lots of people are talking about. Should be a lot more of that during the day, not only this program, but lots of other programs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.